You're listening to SBS News.
Hannah was 7 years old when she says the sexual abuse started with a lay teacher at a local Coptic Orthodox church.
He would call me into his side of the room and, get me to sit on his lap, and he would start caressing my legs and kissing me and telling me that he was rewarding me because I'd done such a good job.
Now in her 20s, Hannah, whose real name we've kept secret to protect her identity, is still pursuing justice. Emails seen by SBS reveal in 2016, Hannah's mother reported the alleged abuse to a senior priest. In 2019, Hannah separately reported the allegations to the church. This year, she says, photos of her alleged abuser teaching children emerged years after the church was told he was an alleged abuser.
And we found out soon after that he had returned volunteering with children at another Coptic church. He had just moved states, but he was still continuing his service there.
Hannah believes her story of abuse was brushed aside by the Coptic Orthodox Church. SBS understands the teacher no longer works with the church, where he was photographed after Hannah raised the matter again earlier this year.
Yeah, I do think it's a cultural issue within the church. That extends beyond sexual abuse. I know that I feel as though in their minds to keep the peace is to just sweep the problem under the rug and pretend it's not there. And I think that's the approach they've taken. And as a result, so many people have just suffered. Yeah.
Hannah's experience is echoed by two other young women who have come forward to SBS with similar stories. They allege their abuse spanned from 2009 to 2016 and say it started when they were just children. One alleges she was abused by a lay teacher, the other says a priest abused her. The women are speaking out to raise awareness, even though they say they risk stigma within their own community and, in some cases, their own family. Legal expert Angela Sidrinis has covered hundreds of institutional abuse cases across multiple faiths and organisations. She says the allegations SBS has uncovered are shocking.
It's so disappointing. It's quite scary. And obviously, we need to do more. We need to do more to educate communities which maybe haven't understood their legal obligations in the first instance, but also the moral obligations and the damage that child abuse can do. So it's extraordinary, it's disappointing, and frankly, it's frightening.
The Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse dealt with very few cases relating to the Orthodox Church, and none of the allegations revealed by SBS were investigated by the Commission. Angela Sidrinis again.
Unfortunately, we do have pockets still of communities where I don't think the message has gotten through, and the only way the message will get through is if those people who've brushed those allegations under the carpet are brought to account and penalised through the law, which one would hope.
SBS sent a detailed request for a response from the two Australian Coptic Church dioceses. A lawyer acting for the Diocese of Sydney and affiliated regions told SBS the diocese is not aware of the allegations and is unable to comment. The Diocese of Melbourne and affiliated regions did not address SBS's questions directly, but shared copies of its policies and said it had zero tolerance to any form of child sexual abuse and that the care and safety of all parishioners is central to the mission of the church. But for Hannah, the damage has already been done, her trust broken.
Trust issues. I find it hard to trust people, and I unfortunately assume the worst. You know, when I confide in people or anything, it's really hard because there is that feeling that what I'm saying isn't important. And, just from the abuse itself, you know, and sleepless nights and flashbacks and sometimes it's very hard to concentrate and focus, which as a result it's been really hard with uni, and even when I was back in school, I was struggling a lot, and I wasn't able to talk about that, and so my grades would go down, and it was something that I was just trying to deal with on my own, and it definitely took a toll on me, on my mental health.
She and the other women SBS has spoken to no longer go to church. Henry Zwartz, SBS News.